The Philadelphia School District is looking for more than $100 million from the city to help fix its financial struggles. WHYY's Katie Culinary reports that mayoral candidate Jim Kenney says he can raise that money without raising taxes.
Jim Kenney outlined his school funding plan at a University City preschool, surrounded by tricycles, miniature chairs, and a jungle gym. Kenney's plan involves selling off the city's most marketable commercial tax liens and adjusting the land value of tax-abated properties to bring in more revenue. He also wants to trim the fat from city departments by using zero-based budgeting. Kenney says these are actions he could take as mayor without approval from city council and without waiting for what he calls Superman from Harrisburg.
But in the meantime, there are certain things we can do that will cost us some money and some things we can do that won't cost us very much money at all to provide a better school environment.
Kenney says it's also a better alternative to Mayor Michael Nutter's plan to raise property taxes by 9% to help fund schools.
I want a fair funding formula statewide so we don't have to have this conversation every year. But until that happens, we're going to have to look year to year as what's going on. That's why it was unfortunate that Mayor Nutter put forward the property tax request in an election year, which puts really a lot of pressure on council. I think he should have waited a little, kind of keep the door open until the state finished their budget process to see what exactly we're getting.
One of Kenney's challengers, Nelson Diaz, was quick to criticize his plan, calling it, quote, yet another inadequate Band-Aid for this broken leg. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.